for those that are big something else's. But it's Hank.
This is why we can't.
And this is why.
Nice things.
It is our daily dose of don't do this or believe this. But many did believe that 2 days ago it would be at least those on TikTok believe.
La boo boo.
Yeah, no, I didn't believe in la boo boos. They believed that it was going to be the rapture. And this is one preacher out of South Africa that evidently started all this, saying that the rapture was going to happen. If it wasn't going to happen on the 23rd, it was going to happen on the 24th.
Okay.
Well, here we are on the 25th, and I'm pretty sure we're all accounted for.
Is everyone? Maybe he didn't make it.
Maybe it's not over, because now this guy that predicted this rapture, he says it's, quote, still in the works. But there's a new spin on this. Quote, God is delaying the rapture until the Epstein files are released.
As you do.
Because, what book is that in?
Dum, I don't... Dum, 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 dum.
KB, planning a wedding can be intimidating. You've got the guests, you got the clothes, you got the food, the music, and then the happy couple, which isn't always so happy. You see, a joint called the Cotton Room in North Carolina is under fire after they refused to issue an $18,000 refund for a deposit because the wedding of Chris Perry and Kristen Seidel was canceled. Unfortunately, that's because Chris is no longer of this earth.
Whoa.
Yeah, the groom died.
Oh.
The owner says she's received threats. Wedding planners say this is why you need to buy event insurance.
No, you don't.
Or we could just subsidize vendors with a conscience. There's that.
You know, if I don't make it to the nuptials, I'm gonna tell Elle after the show, just go ahead with it. Just keep going. You know,
we'll
we're
party.
Not gonna get the money back. We're not gonna get it back. Just keep going. Find somebody. We find this guy. South Korean police found him. They knew about him and arrested a man Tuesday. In his 50s, he had a particular hobby. 58,307 calls he made to the local, basically South Korean's version of 911. Nearly 60,000 false reports to the police. And he did all this in less than 2 years.
Wow, that is commitment.
Yeah, he's under investigation, obstruction, and all that kind of thing and stuff like that. In one particular spree, in 4 days, in May of 2024, because he's been at this a while, he called police 1,882 times in 4 days. And that particular was all for one reason. Mm-hmm. He was apparently disgruntled over given a penalty that he had... He had been making too many false reports to the police. He showed them.
Good Lord.
Violence. Back to you, Jane.
I was trying to do the math on how many that was a day.
Yeah, convert it over into Juan. Who? Lupe.
Remember the story of Goldilocks and Three Bears?
Tell us.
Well, this was the live version.
Oh, okay.
Just without the bears. Or any cute blondes, for that matter. This is about Quincy Collins, who broke into a home in Fairfield, California, allegedly, where the owner found him intruding. It was easy to catch, because he was dead asleep. He's now facing charges of burglary and a parole violation, but will probably get a lot of REM in his downtime.
Yeah, they let you do that.
Dum, 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 dum.
Nappy, nappy.
Well, let's go to a district court somewhere in Pennsylvania, as a U.S. district judge ruled in favor of Hershey's candy, as the judge dismissed a lawsuit that claimed that the Reese's candies had been tricking customers by depicting spooky Halloween designs on their packaging. But then you unwrap the chocolates and they don't have any of the features of the ghosts or things they're supposed to look like. And these are one of the most popular, certainly Reese's, always in the top five of most popular candies, period.
I mean, can you go wrong with a Reese's?
So this guy decided to go ahead and sue, saying, hey, does it look like what's on the package? And the judge says, hey, it's 2025. You haven't learned that yet?
Dum, 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 dum.
Dude.
Violence on the job is no joke, even if your coworker isn't exactly human. A man from Fremont, California, ticked off that a Tesla robot slugged him with 8,000 pounds of weight while he was on the clock, and he now wants $51 million in compensation.
Ooh.
Yeah. Robot movies. Have you ever seen these?
Mm.
It never ends well.
No.
And
no.
I'm still trying to do the math on how this is cheaper than Americans doing a job.
Yeah. Elon should just give him a free Cybertruck. Those aren't going anywhere anytime soon either.
Dum, dum, dum.
And then finally, there is a sushi chef up in Canada who is now going viral for his, no matter what, steadfast refusal to provide extra soy sauce.
What?
Yes. This guy is, it's kind of like the soup Nazi from Seinfeld.
Mm-hmm.
No more soup for you. Well, this guy, he gives you one sushi packet with your sushi.
That's it.
And he will not give you anything more. And locals have been having fun with this. In fact, one even offered, can I get an extra soy sauce packet for $1,000? Kick the guy out of the restaurant saying, no more! Speaking of, I wonder if he'd be interested in any, I don't know, maybe radioactive shrimp that we're not going to use anymore because
I've got
of
a guy.
The...
radioactive shrimp from
Walmart. I mean, it's sushi, and trust me, no amount of soy sauce is going to cover up what we have done to the thing after it's been there.